Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm going to discuss the things that I find terrible about Toastmasters. Look, I'm not attacking Toastmasters. They also have very many good traits, and there's things about them that I love. And if you want to know what those are, you can watch the other video I made just there. But this video is about the things I don't like, and in fact, sometimes I outright despise. As a voice coach, as a trained actor and speaker, and someone who's done this professionally for most of my life using my voice, I keep coming across clients and students and people who have been badly affected by Toastmasters. In fact, who come to me and who have blocks and biases around Toastmasters, which kind of disables them from being able to speak naturally or as they are themselves. So let's just get into it. Here's the five things that I feel are terrible about Toastmasters. One, it's all the rules. Rules, 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 rules. Let's break it down. What is public speaking? It's speaking. You can't do anything about the public. They can't really do anything about you. You're speaking. That is a physical act. You can't give people rules on that. You can only train your voice to be a better speaker. So why have all these rules and suggestions and kind of like this, like 40 to 100, I think, on their website of kind of tips. And now a lot of them come from good, useful, true places. But if you go to an event, so I've never been to an event, I have to say that, I put my hands up now. I just know lots of people that have, and I've learned from them. And also watching the Toastmaster kind of speaking competitions online. And what I mean by too many rules is the fact that being as speaking is a physical deed, an action. Rules are kind of stopping you because you're in your head and you need to get out of your head. Because your head is, your conscious mind is in the way of you being able to speak. Your conscious mind should be thinking and focusing on your intentions and what you want to do to affect the audience, not on how you're saying it and blocking and stopping yourself. So a lot of Toastmaster speakers have trouble vocally, and this is because of the too many rules being put on them before they've had the practice. Number two, blocks and judgments. Now here's the thing, a lot of people go to Toastmasters because they've got fear around public speaking, and then they get given all these rules and they think, oh my God, I've got so much to think about, and they've got all these kind of new people around them as well, like a community, which is great. And so eventually they start feeling really good about themselves because they get out of their comfort zone and start to kind of push themselves, which is fantastic. Hands up, that is a really good thing, Toastmasters. However, you're creating blocks in people by giving them the rules first. Okay, you're creating blocks in people by judging them and asking them to judge other people, because what happens in the future is when they get up to speak, if they ever make a mistake, they don't know how to deal with it. They don't know how to kind of work through it, and they believe they've failed, and then that makes them feel terrible, and then they kind of have this block, this emotional connection to being no good at public speaking. And then when they go out and see other people speaking, they think, oh, he said too many times, oh dear, he's moving around too much, and they start judging others on their kind of technique as opposed to listening to the message they have. And here's the thing about blocks: the good speakers don't have them. Why is that? Because they don't care. Because they're relaxed, they're comfortable in their own skin, and they have something to say. Look at Tony Robbins, Gary Vaynerchuk. They're not technically brilliant at all. In fact, you could quite, if they went to Toastmasters, I think they'd be ripped apart for their technique. Trouble is, though, if they had gone to Toastmasters before they became who they were, they wouldn't be who they were, because they'd have blocked themselves. And here's the thing, Toastmasters, you're putting blocks on people because it's an amateur organisation, and amateurs teaching amateurs old-fashioned rules from Dale Carnegie 100 years ago, and it's kind of, quite frankly, outmoded, and you really need to rethink the structure, I think, of the way you teach people and the order in which you allow people to learn information. That's from a professional coach. My third thing is that people feel that they need to keep returning. I don't think you can go to Toastmasters 3, 4, 5 times and get to the point where you're ready to go it alone. I think once you're kind of involved, it's a bit like a cult. You have to keep going back. And this is in part because there is a community, which is a good thing, and I'll mention that in the positives video. But it's also because people learn these rules and these blocks, and they learn to feel about insecurities, and they learn what their insecurities are. And they learn that these insecurities can be overcome by being in this group, and so are faithful to this group. And these kind of commitment biases that develop through that kind of not only hinder you and block you in other situations, but keep you wanting to come back for more. So it becomes addictive. It becomes a place that you need. It's almost like a religion. So be very careful and be very wary of that. That it's a bit like the Jehovah's Witnesses. They've taken the rules, the Bible, and they're just saying, no, this is how we think it is. And if you don't believe us, then you're wrong. You can go elsewhere. And so people feel this lack of community spirit or this commitment to being part of the group, and they kind of want to keep going back for fear of being ostracized or left out. And I think that happens to a lot of people. So be careful, Toastmasters. That's all I'm saying. And I don't think it's a very positive thing for anyone if they want to be vocally free and being able to express themselves. Number four. Look, you're all clones of each other. Where's the individuality? Where is you being you? Look, some of the best presentations and speeches I've seen from Toastmasters online, at least, have been from those people who are willing to be daring and go out and do something different. However, that is rare because the majority of people go by the book. They follow the rules so religiously that I know when people are going to pause. I know people are going to move, when they're going to raise their hand, how their diction's going to be. To me, it's so superficial and it's so obvious and predictable that it becomes bloody boring and robotic. And to be fair, unless there's a real unique purpose and reason for that, you're just creating a culture of speakers that are just the same as everyone else. No one's individual, no one's going to stand out, no one's actually going to be free to express themselves. And for me, one of the number one mistakes anyone can make when getting up to speak in front of others is to be predictable and boring. And that is what Toastmasters create. I'm very sorry for saying it. Boring, sterile. I'd rather hear someone say and have something interesting to say than not say and be dull. Last but not least, number five, the rhetoric is really outdated. And I guess I've already talked about the rules, but the rules are slightly different because the rules cover rhetoric, but the rhetoric itself is more that these ways and means of manipulating your audience and being able to, rather than giving them something, you're trying to teach ways in which you can take things and get a reaction from someone and manipulate your audience. You're like the sales funnel of speech groups. You know, you're getting people in and they have to stay there a bit longer, and then you're teaching them tricks to manipulate the audience. That's not fair. I don't think that's very good. And these old outmoded rhetoric examples of you should do this, you should do that, again, more rules, are really just kind of ways to manipulate people. And it's what politicians do, and it's the reason why people see through politicians, and it's the reason why no one trusts them. So if you want to become a speaker that nobody trusts, well, I think this rhetoric is a great example. Again, these things can be useful, but if that's what you learn before you become a speaker, then it's only going to be absorbed into the delivery that you are able to give and the pitches and presentations that you're able to manage once you have the experience. So I don't necessarily think that studying rhetoric is a great thing until you have some experience first. So those are my five gripes about Toastmasters. Again, I said there's lots of great things about them, but those are available in the other video. Thank you for watching. I hope this has not insulted too many people. If you really are interested in learning how to become the best public speaker you can be, not the best public speaker that someone else thinks you should be, if you would like to learn how to speak first without learning the rules first, and then understand the rules and have the tools rather than the rules that you could use, then you should come along to my website and sign up for my public speaking mastery course free taster sessions, because after those free taster sessions you'll have an opportunity to buy the whole course at a discounted price. Yeah, I know that sounds very sales-like, but hey, it's my business. I'm trying to sell it. I'm here to help people find vocal freedom and be able to be more confident, natural speakers. And that's what I do. I coach others to be able to present themselves more effectively and communicate clearer with more resonance and presence. Thank you for watching. I'm Darren McStay. This is vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.